Good morning. 7:27, Tuesday, May the 16th. So of course the big trash truck and everybody else comes by just as I'm pressing the record button. Good morning, 7:27, Tuesday, May the 16th, 2023. In case I didn't come through the first time. There's gonna be an interesting challenge today because I forgot my water bottle. I left it on the counter on home. So I don't know what's going to happen. We will discover it together. More of the story is keep some biotin tabs in the pocket of this coat that I always wear outside. Anyway, yesterday got away from me. It was a day of frustration. It was a day of jubilation, followed by an enormous day of frustration. I got the artwork for school days. I'm bound I'm going to call it school's out. I got the artwork for school days. And I realized that I didn't have the barcode, I didn't have, for the paperback, I have the ISBN number, but I tried to upload the ebook, and Kindle said no. They wouldn't tell me why not, they just said fix the errors and resubmit. They just didn't tell me what the errors were. And the EPUB validation in the Linux version of the software was less than helpful because it said there were no errors. When apparently there were, I just couldn't find them. So I tried a whole bunch of stuff over several hours, trying to find the problems. And finally said, all right, is it something basic? Is it something fundamental? So I took the file, the raw word processing file, and converted it again. Well, I know, I just took the old HTML that I did originally. And threw that into Sigil. Gave it the tiniest bit of formatting, so it had a cover and stuff, and uploaded that, and that went fine. So incrementally over the next 2 hours, worked on putting the book into shape and finally had all the pieces that I wanted the way that I wanted to do the upload. And by then it was raining again. And yeah. So I didn't even walk on the treadmill yesterday. I was just so frustrated with the day. Probably walking would have helped me, but I was just so aggravated. I went in and killed machines. I baked bread. I made sourdough yesterday. Not one of my better efforts. It's tasty, but it didn't get enough rise time. And I didn't get the oil in. I forgot to put the oil in. So I've got two bricks of bread, just about the size and shape of bricks. I don't know, am I going to keep them or am I going to toss them and try again? I still have a half a loaf left from the last time I baked, and that came out pretty good. But it's just yeast bread. Simple yeast bread, came out nice. I like it. So does everybody else. So anyway, I should be publishing Schools Out soon. I got a couple of things that I need to do, and then I will launch those suckers out into the world. Oh, that was the other thing. I was thinking about playing yesterday. And I'm hell on mice. I don't know what it is about them, but I just butcher the switches. I don't know. The buttons wear out. So what used to be a good solid hold now sort of flickers as if I don't have it exactly at the right spot on the button surface. It's probably because I press the buttons too hard and then use a mouse for years and I just can't stand the abuse. So I ordered a new mouse. I use a Logitech. Well, I've been using a Logitech M570 thumb ball. I really like it. I like it better than the old Logitech marble mouse that I was using. Because it has a mouse wheel. The marble mouse, in theory, you're supposed to be able to use the trackball as a mouse, a mouse wheel, a pinwheel, whatever. But you do it by holding. I wonder if I could program it. You use it by holding the left and right mouse button together, and then rolling the ball forward and backward. I've never been able to get it to work. No, I don't think I can program it. Well, maybe. It's got two auxiliary buttons. I could make one be mouse wheel up and the other wheel down. I'll have to see. Because I did enjoy it. I used the marble mouse for years and really like having a trackball rather than a mouse. So I'm not. It's hard enough keeping the marble mouse in one place. I'm trying to keep a mouse on the table. Yeah, not my strongest suit. Not even close. Coming west on 20th, it was nice. It was sun on my back. It's a little chilly. I zipped up the coat, but it's a little chillier here. Some pretty purple lilacs just coming into peak. My lilacs looked nice this morning as I was walking by, leaving my water bottle behind. My tongue is already thickening up. I still have another 10 minutes. It is what it is. So anyway, I ordered a new mouse. Big expense. But I am really, really enjoying Horizon Zero Dawn. The second playthrough has gone... Well, it's been really fun. I'm up to level 52. I don't know what the next milestone is. Maybe it's 80. I still have pieces of the Frozen North that I haven't finished yet. But I needed to get to Meridian. I need to empty my resource inventory. It's always full. It's always full. And I need to get the gear I want. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. I need to get the gear I want. So I don't need to hold on to every heart and lens chip. Heart chip and lens feature from the dozens and dozens of monsters. I've been hitting the training grounds. No, hunting grounds. Trying to get all of the various hunting. There's six of them actually, this, but there's five in the main game. And if you get, if you win the trials, there's special stuff you can get at the Hunter's Lodge. And I'm not sure that the Hunting Lodge equipment is going to be any better than what I've got at the moment. Or if it is, it's going to be a really incrementally small chain. But the completionist in me is just saying, well, yeah, but... So yeah, there's that. But as frustrating as yesterday was, it did underscore an issue that I would have going forward. and prompted me to find solutions to those problems before I get any further down this road. I neglected to consider that switching to Linux, I have the phone in my hand. For a minute I thought I had the wrong phone in my hand. I neglected to consider that when switching to Linux, I lost the ability to use the Kindle offline previewer. And the Sigil version of Linux doesn't format the preview pane exactly correctly. And apparently, the EPUB validation routine in it doesn't work that well either. I got a plugin that's supposed to show validation issues, but complains about weird stuff that doesn't actually seem to be a problem because it passes EPUB check without any trouble, but fails the plugin validation. So maybe what I need to do is check to make sure I understand what that plugin validation is telling me. Turns out the biggest problem was the way I create the chapters within the book, because I take the document, the word processing document, and I export it as a HTML file. Then I take that HTML file and bring it into Sigil. And then add the front matter, back matter, format the pages the way I want them formatted, which basically means taking out all of the cruft that gets added in because it's a word processing file. And then breaking it into chapters at the chapter heading. Control enter and break the file, control enter and break the file. And apparently, that bollocks up. No, it's not that does it. I also don't like the way the HTML table of contents gets built. So I'm always rebuilding the table of contents. So it looks the way I want it. And that's what breaks it, because it's looking for a tag, it's looking for an ID tag that I don't put in, and probably should. But I know what the error is now. I can fix the error. And more importantly, I can now find the errors because I have EPUB check to tell me when I've strayed. Good morning. A lady and her happy dog. Ah. smoke this morning. Somebody's smoking. I wonder if that's smoke I see and not. I thought it was early morning fog. A little bit of mist because of all of the rain. Maybe there's a forest fire somewhere. Won't be long. We'll be having grass fires and forest fires and everything else. It feels good to be back out. I should have gone out for the walk. I should have just put everything on the shelf yesterday, taken a walk, and then gone back to it. There was a break in the rain yesterday during late morning. I could have probably fit in the walk. By the time I got everything straightened out, it was like, I'm gonna have some lunch and kill some monsters. Morning. Because you really didn't need to have me grumping for 20 minutes in the morning yesterday. I probably could have used the walk, but be that as it may. What the hell is that? It looks like snow. I guess it's crab apple blossoms. My, they look nice. I'm coming up on the back fence here, and the morning sun on the lilacs is just spectacular. Anyway, so my mouth is dried up. It's not too bad. My tongue is sticking to the roof of my mouth. My lips are sticking together, even though they're smeared with chapstick. Burt's Bees, beeswax to be more precise. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.